bases. He'll go all the way to third. Sorbo waving him around. Unbelievable.
This one to right center field and hit deep. Back on it, Hernandez at the wall. That ball is gone. Are you kidding me? A four home run first inning.
Cutford around third. Turn the lights out, kids. It's time to go to bed.
Baseball's hottest division title pursuit can be found in the AL East. The Royals are finally reminding everybody why they are the defending World Series champions, and Ichiro continues to pass Hall of Famers on his way to Cooperstown. I'm Matt Wehmeyer, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. With four of baseball's six division leaders owning comfortable leads heading down the stretch, only two races seem like they're primed for photo finishes. While the Dodgers and Giants continue to jockey for position in the NL West, three teams are in an old-fashioned dogfight in the AL East. Entering Friday night, the Blue Jays sat atop the standings with a game-and-a-half lead over both the Orioles and the Red Sox. But Cleveland Indians rookie Tyler Naquin made fans in both Baltimore and Boston very happy with his ninth-inning heroics against Toronto closer Roberto Osuna.
A swing and a drive to deep right! Saunders at the wall! It hits off the top of the wall! Naquin's around second. He's on his way to third. He'll try to score. Here's the throw. Out of time. Usain Naquin.
It was the first inside-the-park walk-off home run in the major leagues since Angel Pagan of the Giants back in May of 2013 as the Blue Jays fell by a 3-2 final. That very same night at Camden Yards, an Orioles team which leads the major leagues in home runs put on a stunning power display right out of the gate against the visiting Astros.
This one to right center field and hit deep. Back on it, Hernandez at the wall. That ball is gone! Are you kidding me? A four home run first inning. Trumbo's 36th. And it's 5-1 O's.
Not to be outdone, the Astro bats also did their part to provide souvenirs for the fans in the outfield seats.
Breaking ball hit in the air, deep left field, back at the wall. See ya! Evan Gattis has joined the home run parade. As one is launched to left field. That's a second major league home run for Teoscar Hernandez. A no-doubt shot. And the Astros add to the lead, making it 15-8 here in the ninth.
The clubs combine to slug a whopping 9 home runs, the single-game high in the major leagues this season. With losses by both the Jays and the O's, that left the door open for the Red Sox to gain ground, and they wasted little time pouncing on Tigers star rookie Michael Fulmer, courtesy of David Ortiz and Jackie Bradley Jr.
High fly ball, deep right field. Watch this baby go. Goodness gracious, he does it again. And that puts the Red Sox in the lead 2-0 in the first inning. Number 28. 3-2. High fly ball into right field. He jumped on that one. Backing up Martinez, turning around. Out of here. Another Red Sox home run, and Boston is in front 4-0 in the first inning.
Rick Porcello fired 7 strong innings against his former club to earn his Major League high tying 17th win, and the Red Sox cruise to a 10-2 victory. Wins by the Sox and Jays on Saturday, coupled with another lopsided loss for the O's, put Boston just a half game behind Toronto, while Baltimore fell 2.5 games off the pace. But each team missed an opportunity to gain ground on the other two on Sunday, as all three clubs fell in their respective games.
Blasted to right field and off the fence. Cutford around third. Turn the lights out, kids. It's time to go to bed. Eric Hosmer, who wanted to bunt with 2 strikes in the at-bat, hits one off the fence in right field.
And finally, well past 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, the Kansas City Royals earned a very hard-fought victory over the Minnesota Twins by a 5-4 11-inning final. After waiting out a rain delay of over 3 hours, it was a 6th consecutive victory for the defending world champs. But even the man who hit the walk-off single, Eric Hosmer, recognized who the true stars of this game were.
How about all these people that stayed?
I tell you what, I tip my cap to each and every one of you guys. You guys are definition of true fans and really sticking behind your team. I can't thank you guys enough. We all can't thank you guys enough for staying out. It really does mean a lot. Thank you guys.
But the following day was a completely different story, as Alex Gordon did his part to ensure a tidy, drama-free affair.
Here's Gordon with a drive to deep right. That's a way back. It's still going. And gone! Home run, Alex Gordon. He stays hot.
So, did he get another one?
What a question.
Over the bullpen. And Alex Gordon is alive and well.
Ian Kennedy turned in 8 scoreless innings as the Royals cruised to a 10-0 win, their 7th in a row. An 8th straight win followed on Sunday after a 2-1 triumph behind Danny Duffy, who ran his unbeaten streak to 14 starts. While the playoffs do remain a bit of a long shot for the defending World Series champions, manager Ned Yost knows it would be unwise to count his troops out with under 40 games to go in the regular season.
We got everything going for us again right now. Starting pitching, the bullpen's been spectacular. Our defense has been good, and now we're swinging the bats, so it's all good combination.
Elsewhere across the majors over the weekend, Ichiro left a Tiger legend in his wake as he continues to climb up the all-time hit list.
Smacks that into right field. Into the corner it goes. Ichiro around first, and he runs right by Al Kaline. 3,008 now for Ichiro, and a two-out double, his 12th of the season.
On Saturday night, Reds lefty Brandon Finnegan held the Dodgers hitless through 6 innings. But after falling behind Adrian Gonzalez to lead off the 7th, Finnegan's bid for history would have to wait for another day.
3-1 delivery. And there's the first hit of the night. A single by Adrian Gonzalez to start the 7th inning. I would imagine that's going to start a nice round of applause.
And a well-deserved round of applause. What a great effort by Brandon Finnegan.
Homer Bailey remains the last pitcher to toss a no-no for the Reds, having done so twice in both 2013 and 2012. 2 home run, 6 RBI games are supposed to be rare occurrences in baseball, but don't tell that to Justin Upton and Nolan Arenado.
Ooh. Oh, man, look at that one. Way back to left and gone. He has hit 2 absolute bombs in this game. Holy cats, what a game for Justin Upton. About 900 feet worth of home runs today.
This ball's crushed to deep left. Nolan has done it again. Another 3-run jack up on the concourse. We said it earlier. When he breaks out, look out.
I'm Matt Wehmeyer, and this has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.